And this is side two of the basics of the Braille Mate. Now we're going to talk about editing commands. You know how to enter text. It's very simple. You simply write on the keyboard. However, how do you change your text? Delete, insert, or move stuff around? That's what we're going to cover now. First of all, let me tell you about the delete a character or delete a word command. We don't need to practice these. You can put me on pause at any time and try these yourself. If you wish to delete a character, now remember that you look at the cursor. The cursor tells you what letter you're about to act upon, and it's represented by the two dots in space 7 and 8 on that little Braille display, or the speech will speak whatever character the cursor is sitting on. And if you delete a character, you're going to delete the character that the cursor is at. If you want to delete a character, you can use either chord.6 or chord.3. Either one of those commands, right or left hand, will delete a character. To delete a word, it is chord.7 or chord.8. So take a minute, practice those commands, and then we're going to talk about inserting, and then we're going to do a search and search and replace. Now let's move on to how to use the insert mode, and you can put back characters that you deleted. Now, if you have tones off, do a chord T to turn tones back on, because we're going to use several commands now where the tones will tell you what is going on. First of all, no matter where you are, would you please go back to the beginning of your file with a chord, and that's the minus.
.6.
Two beeps takes you back to the beginning of the file, tells you that's where you are. All right, I want to move forward to the word new. Would you use your word forward command?
L-A-U.
And now I'm sitting on new. Would you delete that word with either chord.8 or chord.7?
File, period.
And I moved over to file. If I write new right now, if I put it back in, because right now my sentence says...
This is a file, period.
This is a file. Well, I want this is a new file, so I want to put new back in. I need to go into insert mode. It is chord, I-N. And you heard the two ascending beeps, meaning that we went into insert mode. You want to make sure that you are on the F of file.
F.
And then you can simply type new, N-E-W space.
New.
And you can either leave insert on, or you can turn it off. And read that sentence now.
This is a new file, period.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. That's how simple the insert mode is. Remember, the default is type over. So if you go and delete something that you didn't want to delete, and you want to put it back in, if you do not go into insert mode, you will overwrite other text. So always keep this in mind. All right, I am going to come out of insert, because for this lesson, I like to work in the defaults of Braille Mate. I do a chord IN again. It is a toggle.
F.
And you heard two descending beeps saying we've come out of insert. All right, I want to go to the beginning of the file, and we're going to talk about search, and then we're going to do a search and replace. So chord minus, please.
.6.
And I'm back to the beginning of the file. If I wish to find the word fourth, here's what I would do. The search command, very logical, chord S.
Search.
You heard the tones tell me I went into a special mode, search. And what do I want to search for? I want to search for the word fourth. F-O-U-R-T-H. Don't worry about that first tone. That's not an error tone. It meant that the Braille Mate went into a text receiving mode while you typed in the word you're looking for. Now, do you want to search forward or backwards? Well, you don't want to search backwards because we're already at the beginning of the file. So we want to search forward. And you do this with the word forward command. So do that now.
Fourth, period.
And I'm sitting on fourth. And what does the sentence say?
And now the fourth, period.
And now the fourth, period. I can search backwards for a word simply by doing the search operation, chord S, type in the text, and then use the word backwards, or one word back. And that'll send the search mode backwards through your file as opposed to forward. One of the handiest features in a word processor or a text editor is the ability to make a change. If you've misspelled a word and you've misspelled it all the way through the text and you want to go back and change it, well, that's called a search and replace. And here's how you do it. Let's go to the beginning of the file with chord minus
.6.
And we're going to do a search and replace, and we have some options here. First of all, do your Cord S again.
Search.
Search. We're going to change the word line, no matter where it appears in the text, to the word text. To do this, we have to tell the BrailleMate what we're searching for, and we're searching for a line, so L-I-N-E. Now, I want to change line, so I do a Cord C-H for change, and that's dots 1-6 with the space bar. And now I type in what I want to change line to, and I want to change it to text, T-E-X-T. Okay, if I want every single occurrence of line changed to text, it's easy. I do a global search and replace. At this point, to do a global search and replace, you simply hit right, left, not Cord, but the right and left shift keys, plus G. And you'll hear several little beeps indicating how many times, if you can count that fast, the word line was replaced with the word text. Here we go. Right, left, G. There was a whole drrrr, and we went to the bottom of the file, and every occurrence has been changed. And we're back at the beginning of our file now. Try reading current sentence.
This is a new file, period.
Okay, there was no occurrence there. Go to the next sentence. Sentence forward command, please.
This is the second text, period.
This is the second text, third line.
Now the third text, period.
All right, let's go back, and we're going to do the search and replace, but we're going to make choices this time. So would you please do a beginning of file command, Cord minus.
Dot six.
And go ahead and do your search command, Cord S.
Search.
We went into search mode, and what we want to search for now is text, T-E-X-T, and we want to change it, so we do a Cord C-H.
T.
And we are going to change it not to T, it's sitting on T now. We're going to change it to line, L-I-N-E. I don't want to do a global. There might be some times when you don't want to change every occurrence of a word. In this case, we do, but we're going to pretend we don't. We want to make the decision. So what you do here is you do word forward. And once you do word forward, we will pop to the first occurrence of the word text. Word forward.
Text, period.
Now, you'd like to read this in context, so read the current sentence. I'm going to do a Cord with the right shift, dots 456.
This is the second text, period.
Yes, I want to change that text to line. Perform a Cord CH.
Text, period.
And we went to the next text. Again, current line. Spacebar plus the right shift and 456.
Now the third text, period.
And yes, I want to change that also, Cord CH.
Text, period.
And I know I want to change this one, Cord CH.
Text.
And here is our last, probably. Let's do a current line.
The sixth text is the end, period.
The sixth text? No, it should be sixth line. So, Cord CH. And you heard a beep, meaning no more occurrences of the word text were found. And that's how easy it is to do a global search and replace, either making the decision yourself at every occurrence of the word to make the change, or do a global. Remember, the global command is search, put in the text you want to search for after doing the Cord S, then Cord CH for change, type in the new information that you want that word changed to, and then your choices are for global, right, left, G, or if you want to check each occurrence yourself, do either word forward or word backwards, and the BrailleMate will pop to the next occurrence, either going ahead or going backwards. If you decide, yes, I do want to change this, then you can simply do a Cord CH, and the text will be changed. If you don't want to change it, do the Cord word forward again. Now, before we can do anything else, we do need to break out of our search mode. We're still in a search mode, so to make sure that we're all clean out of any commands, just do a Cord Q. And you heard those tones taking us out of the search mode. Okay, I'm going back to the beginning of the text. Would you do that too, please? Spacebar and minus.
Dot six.
And I'm back to the beginning. The ability to block text gives you a chance to handle large units of text, either to delete it or to move it around. And what we're going to do now is we're going to move to the beginning of the next sentence. Right now we're on this is a new file. Let's go to the next line.
This is the second line, period.
This is the second line, and I am sitting right on the dot six for the capital of the this.
Dot six.
I want to put a block mark here. Now, to block text in the BrailleMate, you use two, you might call them reciprocating commands. That is a chord GH, which is dots 1, 2, and 6. That's the beginning of block. And if you picture these two Braille characters, they actually do face each other. The GH and the AR kind of form a hammock that text can sit in, and that's the beginning and end of block, GH and AR. But you do it with a chord command, and you do get some unusual tones. Would you now perform chord GH?
Dot six.
And you heard that little tone? That meant that you have marked the beginning of the block. And one of the things interesting here, if you move forward and backwards with your character forward or character backwards key, whether you use right or left hand, as you move over that block mark, you'll hear it.
Dots 2, 5, 6.
And I'm going to move forward, space.
TH.
There's the block mark.
Dot 6.
And there is dot 6 before the TH for this. Okay, I want to go forward a word at a time. Would you do this, please?
L, Z, second, live period.
And let's go right.
I-L-D.
Character at a time.
Dots 2, 5, 6.
And move to the space after the period. Now perform a chord AR sign. And another little tone. Now you've marked the end of the block. Okay, we have the second line marked. I want to copy this information into a buffer. So it's chord I. And there it goes into the buffer. Now I want to delete the block. To delete the block, it is simply a chord D.
Dot six.
And it's gone. If you want to check it, go back one sentence.
This is a new file, period.
Now check the next. It should be line 3, not line 2.
Now the third line, period.
Right. Now let's go to the end of the file with a chord plus. And you heard two beeps and we're down at the end of the file. Let's put the second line right here. To do this, to bring it out of the buffer, it is chord O.
And period.
All right, now let's back up one sentence.
The sixth line is the end, period.
The sixth line is the end. Oh, really? Do sentence forward.
This is the second line, period.
And we've moved that text around. If you'd like, take a minute now and see if you remember how to move this line back into its proper place. Go to the end of the file, put in a end block mark. This is the easiest way to do this, which is chord AR. Now go backwards. And there we are, right on this. I'm going to do a GH chord, which means the beginning.
Dot six.
And I want to put it in the buffer, so it is a chord I for in.
Dot six.
And let's search backwards. We want the word file. Do a chord S.
Search.
We want to search for file. F-I-L-E. And to go backwards, it's word backwards.
File, period.
All right, now I want to walk forward.
I-L-E. Dots 2. Dot 6.
And I'm sitting on the dot 6. That should be the sentence saying...
Now the third line, period.
But I want the second line here. You do not need to go into insert mode to insert the block. Now we need to get out of the search mode before we can do anything else, so do a chord Q.
Dot 6.
And now perform chord O to bring the text from the buffer back into this space, and you don't need to use insert. It'll automatically be inserted.
File, period.
Okay, file is the word you heard spoken because that's the end of the line just before our insert. What are we on now? I'm going to read current line.
This is the second line, period.
And the next line?
Now the third line, period.
And we've inserted the information right back into the text in the proper place. You could also go down and delete this from the other spot because now you have, this is the second line, also at the end of your document. And that's blocking text, deleting the block, moving it in and out of a buffer, and the search and replace commands. We're going to use our block command one more time because what we're going to do is create a new file, and why type when we already have information in here? Let's go to the beginning of the file with spacebar and minus.
Dot six.
Mark the beginning with chord GH.
Dot six.
Let's do a end of file, chord plus. Let's mark the end of the block with a chord AR. And now let's put this entire file, which has been blocked, into the buffer, Chord I. And now we're going to talk about the file directory. How do you create files? Would you please perform a right-left F? In other words, right-left shift, and then F for files.
Directory.
And we're in the directory. If you do a sentence forward, you will simply hear the term no name.
No name.
That's the name of the file that has been created the minute you turned on BrailleMate. And anytime you turn off the BrailleMate, whatever file you're in will be the file that, when you turn BrailleMate back on, you'll land in. Turning BrailleMate off does not delete files. All right, we're in no name. To create a new file, you simply start typing. And we're going to create a file called File2, F-I-L-E, and Nemeth Code 2. Now do a Chord E.
New.
Is it new? It's a new file, yes. So we want to perform Chord E.
X.
X, meaning we're sitting here, and it is an empty file. All right, we can put text into this file very easily. Just perform a Chord O. The Chord O is buffer out. Remember, the entire file, or the text from the first file, called No Name, is sitting in the buffer, and we can simply say, bring it to me, please. And now we have it. Let's make sure by just reading the current sentence.
This is a new file, period.
This is a new file. That's how easy it is to move text from one file to the other. If I want to go back into No Name, I would simply do a right left plus F.
Directory.
And if I perform a sentence forward.
File semicolon.
File semicolon. I'm in the grade 2 translator, so my 2 came out as a semicolon. I'm going to go backwards with sentence backwards.
No name.
And no name. That's the other file. If I want to go into this file, I simply do Chord E. And I'm right into no name.
This is the second line, period.
And that's where I was sitting when I left this file. How do you print a file? Well, it's very straightforward. It's Chord P for print. You may want to go into your parameters menu, which is right, left, and the FOR sign. And under print, you will find settings for page length, line length, etc. The default, as far as the printer port, is parallel. And this is when you use this unusual cable that we talked about. You plug it into port 2, and that's marked by those two dots just above the port, the two dots on the top of the BrailleMate. And that lets you connect up to a parallel printer. The printer generally set up as a parallel printer. If you wish to print Braille, then you can go to the next parameter, as opposed to print, which says Braille, and you can set up the format, how many lines per page. Maybe you're printing on narrow paper, so you want 28 characters a line, or you're using the 11 by 11.5 paper and you want 40 or 42 characters a line. Whichever, you would set this up in the parameters menu, enter by doing a right-left FOR sign, go to Braille or print, and set those parameters. When everything is set the way you want it, it'll stay that way, by the way, when you shut BrailleMate off until you change it again. Then come back to your file, and decide when you're ready to print, turn on the printer, and do Chord P. Now, I don't have a printer attached, but I want you to see the print menu, so would you do a Chord P?
Print.
And it says print, use sentence forward.
Braille. Translate.
Or translate. Print, Braille, or translate. And you can select one or more of these, and
Braille. Print.
Let's start with print. I'm going to do a Chord E.
Printer.
Now, I don't have a printer connected, so obviously nothing is happening. And it said printer. That's the one-word prompt. The complete line says...
Printer error.
Printer error. Yes, there is no printer connected, so I'm getting a printer error. Now, if the BrailleMate at this point locks up, which it possibly may if a printer is attached, but there's something wrong with the cable or who knows, things happen, right? You do a right-left Z. And this will break you out of most hardware lockups. And speaking of lockups, let's talk about reset commands. The Chord Q is not a reset. That simply pops you out of a menu without saving anything. A right-left Z will break you out of most hardware lockups. Let's say you have set up the parameters in a communications menu wrong, and you've got a computer trying to talk to the BrailleMate or vice versa, and everybody is waiting for something else to happen, and your machine just sits there and won't respond to any commands. Attempt a right, left, Z, and that should break you out of that, what is called a hardware lockup. If you have your parameters so confused that you want to just reset them, but you do not want to lose information in your files, here's what you do. First of all, turn off the BrailleMate with your right, left, and dot 7 and 8. Hold down dot 4 and turn the machine back on. Then let up on dot 4. This is called a non-destructive reset. This will reset all the parameters, but you will still have information in your files. If, for some reason, you've gotten into such a mess that the BrailleMate has to be totally reset, and be careful of this command. This is a last resort command. This erases all the files and basically restores the BrailleMate back to the way it came from the factory. You would have the BrailleMate turned off, hold down the dot 2, and turn it on. Don't do that now. Hold down dot 2, turn on the BrailleMate, everything is reset, all files are empty. So those are your get out of trouble commands. Let's just briefly mention other features of the BrailleMate that can be accessed from the editor. You cannot pop into these different functions from anywhere else, such as the files menu or the parameters menu. You must be back here at the editors. And there are three different commands that you can use. A right-left P will put you in the phone book, right-left A will put you in the appointment book, and right-left C will put you in the calculator. Try right-left C.
Calculator.
Calculator. If I want to write something in, I use Nemeth, and I do 2
plus
3 and chord E.
5.
And it's 5. Good. Smart calculator. You will find a lot of information about this calculator in the Braille manual that comes with the BrailleMate. To clear the calculator, just type C.
0.
And I'm back to 0. All right, to pop out of this, it is a chord Q.
Dot 6.
And I'm right back to my file sitting on dot 6. To enter the phone book, you use right left shift plus P. And you must be in the editor. You cannot get into the phone book or appointment book or calculator while you're in the file or terminal mode or any other mode. You must be at the editor. So would you do a right, left, shift, and P?
Name.
And the first thing you hear is name. This is a database that lets you put in a name, a phone number, a address, and a memo, something about this particular person. And what I'd like you to do is enter a few names at this time. First of all, I'm going to just write in John, J-O-H-N, Smith, probably the most often used name. Now we need to get to the next field. The field that we want to get to is number. Each phone entry, the name, the number, the address, and the memo, these are fields that make up one record. I use the sentence forward command.
Phone.
Phone number. Okay. The phone number, as long as I have the Braille translator turned on, I can write in grade 2 with the number sign. Let's say that John Smith's number is number sign 202-555-1212. And to move to the next field, again, it's the chord, and I'm going to use 568 for sentence forward.
Address.
Address. All right, the address you can leave blank or you can put in if you want to. At this point, you can add this particular record. You have a record now. You have two fields filled in. Maybe you have three or even four, because if you do another sentence forward,
memo.
There's a memo, and you can say something about John Smith. To add this record, hold down the left shift and hit A.
X.
And that beep told you that you are now ready to enter another record, and the X tells you that you're in a blank field. Now you're ready to enter another name. Go ahead and write in another name, and when you have the name written in, do sentence forward.
Phone.
And write in a phone number, and then sentence forward.
Address.
Address. And put in an address if you wish, put in a memo, and then left shift A to add to the phone directory. Put me on pause at this time and add several records into your phone directory. All right, let's get out of the phone book with chord Q. And let's go back in with right left P.
Name.
And it says name. Now, we should be right where John Smith is. That's the first one we put in. And to check, we can do a chord and the paragraph back.
John Smith.
So if you press chord.46, you should hear John Smith. And if you want to go to the next field in this record, which would be John Smith's phone number.
Phone.
And now do the paragraph, which is chord 46.
2025551212.
Now let me show you a neat little trick. Press left shift D. Hold down the left shift key and hit D. Nothing happened yet. Now hit the space bar. Ordinarily, you wouldn't use this dialing, but if you're ever in a situation where you want to go ahead and let the Braille Mate dial for you, that noise, the touch-tone dialing, will actually come out of the speaker. And by holding the phone down near the speaker of the Braille Mate, you can go ahead and let it do your dialing. This is especially handy if you're in a hotel or a motel, or you're up in northern Montana or northern Vermont, and you happen to be visiting somebody that only has dial service. This is a quick way to get into your answering machine by using this touch-tone dialing. Again, it's left shift D and then the space bar. And sure enough, it dials it. Now, if it doesn't dial it, one of the problems may be that you've got your translator turned off, you've entered the numbers in grade 2 Braille with the number sign, and the Braille Mate isn't recognizing them because you have the Braille translator turned off. So pop out of the phone book and do a chord X, go back in, see if that makes it work. Now, to go forward, if you hit a chord, sentence forward.
Address.
Address. And to read this, do your paragraph, which is chord 46, and you will read whatever you have put in. Now, if you have many records and you want to search, let's say you're searching for John Smith, what you do is you must be on the field that you want to search. Let's say you're searching for names. So use sentence forward or sentence back until you're sitting on name. At this point, enter a chord S for search, and type in the characters that you want to search for. Once you do a paragraph forward or paragraph backwards, you do paragraph backwards if you want the Braille Mate to search backwards through your records, or you could do a paragraph forward. This is very similar to what we did with the search command in the editing function. You use paragraph forward and you will search forward to the next occurrence of those characters. And that's how you can quickly jump and find somebody's name. And then if you want to check their phone number, do sentence forward and then do the paragraph chord 46, and you will read the particular phone number associated with that name. Now, word of caution. Let's say John Smith has changed his phone number. So I'm going to use sentence backwards. I'm still sitting on address. I'm going to use sentence backwards.
Phone.
Phone. All right, I'm going to hit a chord paragraph sign.
2025551212.
Well, I happen to know that John has moved to Maryland, and I need number sign 301-555-1212. Okay, now I have a new number for John Smith, and I have to add this into my phone directory. I don't want to use the left shift A, because that's add. Now to update, I want to update this record, I use the left shift and a Braille U.
Update.
Now, as soon as it says update, you do a chord E to confirm that you want to update.
X.
And you heard the beeps, and now you're sitting on X. Let's use the sentence back.
Name.
And we're back on name. To get out of the phone book, it's chord Q.
X.
And I'm back to my file. To review, to get into the phone book, it's right, left, P. You will come into the phone book sitting on name. This is the first field. You can immediately start writing. Once you have written in the name, perform a sentence forward to get to phone. Write in the phone number. Sentence forward puts you on address. And another sentence forward will put you on memo. To add this record, a record is made up of fields, to the phone list, you type a left shift A for add. Anytime you go back and you change information in a current record, you must hit left shift U for update and then chord E to confirm that yes, you want to update, because that will permanently change that particular record. To get out of the phone book, it is chord Q, spacebar and Q, and that'll bring you back to your file. And now I'm going to take a look at the appointment book. Very straightforward. Right, left, A.
Date.
And I'm sitting on date, and I have to type in the day as 12/25/1996 for December 25th, 1996. Then I can go forward with sentence forward.
Date.
And I type in the day.
Time.
And the time.
Appointment.
And the appointment. In other words, put the information in for the appointment.
Appointment.
And I can't go beyond that until I type in the information and perform either a chord Q to quit without saving or a left shift A to update the appointment book. Again, if I go back later and change something and I want to save this information, I do a left shift U to update. Now, both in the phone book or in the appointment book, and this would be especially true in the appointment book because you don't want to just let the thing grow bigger and bigger. You'd want to delete appointments that had gone by. You get on the appointment and then simply do a chord D to delete that particular appointment. To get out of this, I'm going to do a chord Q.
Dot six.
And there you have a brief introduction to the other features that you can access from the editor of the BrailleMate. And this is going to wrap up our cassette on the basics of the BrailleMate. In your Braille manual, you'll find Chapter 3 very useful. This is a reference guide for the BrailleMate, and all the commands are listed in there. Brief descriptions, you can run through this. It's a good way to look up what command you need to use to invoke a particular feature. Also, don't forget the help feature sitting right in the BrailleMate itself. And although we have accessed it from the editor, you can, while you're in the, remember the right left F for files, while you're in there, go ahead and do a chord H and you'll find you've gone into help for the directory or file directory. It's called context sensitive help, and it'll give you information about what you can do in the particular spot that you happen to be in the BrailleMate. And this concludes the basics of the BrailleMate, a tutorial produced in conjunction with TeleSensory Corporation.